Oh shit.
All right, back again, once again, with my friends, the Comic Book Trap House, another Thursday. Let's go. Yeah. What up?
What's going on?
What's good, fellas? Happy Thursday to you all.
Happy Thursday. Feeling good.
I had to go.
Smelling good.
I forgot. What's popping out there, man? Comic Book Trap House is back. Of course, as always, powered and just completely put out there by Donkey Bonks. Shouts out to our peoples over there. Always coming through. Just one part of a very fine network of quality shows going on over there at Donkey Bonks TV.
Yes.
Shouts out, man.
Stay tuned.
Oh, man. We're back. What's good? Another comic book week. Another week of great books, great shows, great collecting, great stuff. This is what we live for every week, Thursdays. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Top of the week. Batman, what up? Mac J, what's good? Mel Kwan, I see everybody checking in early.
Chickity chat.
Make sure you come in and hit that thumbs up button if you haven't done it already. And subscribe to us if you're a newcomer.
Yes.
Oh man, it's burning. It's hot up here in New York. Vic is making me hot in that hoodie.
I was looking at that hoodie like, what the?
You got the AC on down there, right?
Yeah, this basement's always Chris. Really chill.
All right, now, that's good. That's a good place to go when you get out the heat. You know, just
for real. I feel that, man. I know it's burning out there in
keeping it up
in the South. Oh man,
yes, it's cooking over here in the Southwest too. Shit,
oh really? I guess
it was 100. It was 100 today. Outside and that shit, can't drink enough water.
You know, you got to stay liquefied, man, hydrated, like I'm doing tonight. I'm just having myself a little bit of Pure Leaf tea.
Nice.
And there's nothing else in it.
That's delicious stuff. Is that unsweetened or sweetened?
Actually, I'd never see it's low sugar. It's half okay. Sweet.
Okay. Yeah. It's good.
What's in your cup, Vic?
Water.
There he is.
No hydration.
Agua time. Agua. What
you working with? I am drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. Or as they would say in Boston, Mike's Wicked Hard. Lemonade, blackberry or whatever.
There you go.
Different flavor.
That's something kind of light, you know.
Yeah.
I've drank a gallon and a liter of water today though, so it's like
Man.
Trying to stay hydrated though, bro. But you know,
Mel Kwan is drunk as fuck. Waiting on the train. What are you drinking on, Mel Kwan, out there? You know what I'm saying? You taking it back to the old school? You got a fucking brown bag of
Some silver
Magnum, some private stock,
some Wild Irish Rose,
Tito's.
Oh, he's got he's classy drunk train guy.
Oh, the vet.
Glenn Levitt. Yeah, do you have a little tray of cheeses and pepper to go along with it?
Yeah, the cigar. Nice cigar.
Word up, man. The Glenn Levitt is delicious. That's a Scotch, man. What a great great choice right there. Oh man. Well, our brother Dave, is Dave.
I didn't see any notice about him not coming. So
he might have mentioned last week. I'm not sure, man. I think he. He's in Moab, right?
Yeah, he's out. He's in Moab. Yeah, he's
that's
in.
Right. He's in the Moab. He's out
in the desert.
Yeah, my brother Dave is having a good time making his summer the most that it can be out there. And
man, he's burning the fuck up. It's hot as fuck out there, bro.
He's skydiving and all kinds of shit out there, man. I'm feeling the way it's going down. That's dope. So, hope y'all are out there.
It's getting crisped.
Hope you guys got some vacation time planned, you know, and then nice summertime. But whatever the case, wherever you go, make sure you're right here with us on Thursdays. with the Trap House. All right, what y'all see, man? What y'all see during the week? Any updates on TV, movies? I'm going to see Thor tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. At 12 noon.
Thor just snuck up on you like, bam. Bam.
I will be in the
theater. Bro, I feel ashamed that I did not know it was dropped this weekend. Yes,
today. Thor came out today. And
what?
Going tomorrow.
Well, I feel very ashamed.
Hold up.
Yes. I can't wait to see this Gore the God Butcher. That's my main reason for going. From what I hear, they underutilized him, but I kind of expected that from the way it looked in the trailer. These trailers have not really enticed me to really want to see this movie. They haven't gotten me hyped. They've done a little bit of the opposite. It's the first time I've been like, yeah, this movie kind of looks goofy. But I got to see it, and I'm going to do so tomorrow. I'll have my report for you next week, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. But stuff.
The Boys.
Ms. Marvel. Did you see the latest episode of Ms. Marvel?
I did. Yes. That one was, for me anyway, I get it. It was kind of an origin story, but I don't know. They could have made it shorter in as far as that whole beginning part, you know,
the whole history.
Anyway, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like, you know, that some of the flashbacks and, you know, history lessons a little dragged out, even though it's very well made. I wasn't looking for anything to move forward, or, you know, I pay attention the whole episode, you know, through. It's very captivating. But by the end of it, I was kind of like, wait a minute, you know, what happened to Ms. Marvel?
I thought they would give, or if I missed it, please let me know. I thought they would give more of an origin story of the power band.
You know, they did. So
power from, all that stuff.
You know? Yeah, they kind of just popped up. They showed where it was at back in the day, but they didn't go as far as its creation.
What's the power source? You know, what gives it that? You know, that's what I wanted to see. Yeah.
Yeah. It had a great history though, like as far as her family, it was tragic. It was deep.
I really do enjoy the lessons they're teaching, you know, about the culture and things like that.
She's a djinn. Is that what they're saying she is? She's a djinn. Because I remember that a couple episodes ago, they mentioned they said she's a djinn.
Yeah, yeah.
And a djinn that is in Arabic mythology, and it's even in the Quran. But they're not angels, but they're more like demigods, sort of super powered beings.
Word.
So, and they mention them in the Quran, actually. So,
yeah, and they touch on a lot of real world stuff, and, you know,
fantasy. Yeah, culture exposure is solid.
Yeah, for sure, man.
And the action too.
Like you were saying before, the fight scenes are crazy, the choreography and everything. And they're you know, pulling a lot of emotional strings, and I'm not a part of that culture or anything, but it's definitely dope to learn things that I didn't know. The way that they're presenting it, you know, it's not like schooling you, and it's, you know, it's not, you don't feel like, you know,
it's not too political,
right? You know what I'm saying? But you're learning about some things that you might not have known. I didn't, you know.
Right.
I appreciate that, but I just basically say it's recommended. You feel me? Batman cried, reminded her of what her family had to go through and being separated. Mom never found her mom, though. See, look at that. It's touching on a lot of real life situations. When shows can, you know, associate with you like that and resonate in your life experiences and things like that, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Clock on the check. It was good. How's it handled?
It was definitely a very woman based power movie. You know, like, you know, you can see the generations.
When the grandma and ma and Kamala were all together, that was a very touching moment. You know, especially as they all came to terms. You know, at that point and shit like that. And it's a very well-made show.
It's good.
Big up to that whole thing.
But yo, then, Reddy, as soon as you said Thor's out, I jumped on that website just now real quick.
What did you say, Vic?
Thor, Love and Thunder. As soon as you reminded me of that, I jumped on the website while we were
got the tickets.
Lock that in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be up in there.
Check it out, man. You got to check it out. I've already seen a couple of spoilers that I already, like, pretty big ones. So I was like, yeah, let me go on and check this shit out. So we're going to flip it on the coin right there because we were just talking about the nice, family-friendly, beautiful, wonderfully made, colorful Miss Marvel. Now we go get into the dark underbelly of The Boys. Tomorrow we get the season finale of season 3 of The Boys. And it's been a hell of a ride. Some of the craziest moments we've seen ever get by on television have happened this season. I've been a TV watcher since the 70s, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you,
the shit that's happened this season has been some of the craziest shit to ever happen on television the last 50 years.
Yeah, the octopus menage, bro, that was like, what the
I love it, man. They really doing that thing, man. And I can't wait to see how they cap it off. It's going to be something epic. You already know how that goes. Soldier Boy, he's coming in revealing all kinds of truths about his origins and Homelander at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, Black Noir.
What a great show. What a great show. For all our people out there who enjoyed the series before this came out, they've switched up a few of the different things there, but they really, whenever they have to stray far away from the comic books, they always pay homage to it in certain type of ways to give the fans that service. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you know, we're doing this. You can't do it exactly like this, but we're going to bring elements in from it just to let you know that we know what you're feeling out here. Just like they did with Herogasm. And there's a lot of more moments going forward throughout the series that you just get to see in the future episodes. Season 4, you know it's greenlit. They're not getting canceled. They could go on with that show.
How they threw the animation part into it. That was really dope.
Oh yeah, real dope, real dope.
Did you watch through the credits? Because they had a little quick scene with the animated characters.
Oh no, I didn't.
I had a little quick scene.
Okay, all right. I have to go back and check that little post credit. All right, that's tight. Well, yeah, that's what's out. Well, upcoming series. What's the next one? Because we're done with Star Wars on Disney Plus. Is the next one is the
Well, you got She-Hulk, of course, and then
okay, She-Hulk's next Marvel.
Yeah, next Marvel. Is that what's dropping next? I don't know, man.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly which one. Andor, yeah, the Andor series is the next Star Wars one that's coming, which is going to be the prequel to Rogue One. Crazy shit. Okay. Looking forward to that.
So who are the antagonists and the protagonists in that? Who's the main in that story?
Well, the main guy with Andor is what's his name from Rogue One, the guy who they were was like the center of the story for all that shit. What's his name? What's my man name? Cassian.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, Cassian Andor. So, right. It'd be dope to see a lead up
to watch that. Rogue One
that came out such a deep time into the whole Star Wars timeline. Was one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Right,
the best movies they made, yeah.
Absolutely, out of everything. So I can't wait. Hopefully it's the same creative team behind this going into the series. So we'll see.
Does that mean Forrest Whitaker's going to make a return? Or?
Maybe so. I don't know. That was all dope. Vic Vega, what happened to Vic?
Make a drink.
Take
a table.
Could be.
Drop a deuce is wild.
All right, man. We're moving on though. I know we got some books. How was your book week? Did you get out to the shop?
I went to the shop and I picked up my bins, which I told you was just mostly is just Spawn now. And then I did a quick 20 minute tops dig through back issues. I just looked and okay, I'll take that. And then I left.
Okay. That's what's up.
So I ended up with a minor stack.
So I guess some of the back issues you had to look through for accomplishing tonight's.
I ended up with that right there.
Okay. Tonight's cover combat. You see it's growing at the bottom of the screen. Video game theme. We talked about it. We called it out last week.
Oh, shit. I didn't grab it. Where are they?
So, That should be pretty interesting, you know. Comic books and video games, been married at the hip for a while.
Comic books, video games, hip hop, it's all together.
It's all in the same gang, you know. So we'll see what kind of video game inspired covers we come up with. That'll be later on in the show. But
how many did you find? How many did you end up finding?
I got several in the stacks, man, but I had two that I thought of off the bat that I grabbed, and then I kind of searched around for a couple more and I just stopped there. I got like four or five, something like
that. Oh, you're good, man. I only found two.
Okay.
But I did the math and I think, well, that doesn't mean I end up losing, because I could drop one and still win two in a row.
Oh. Okay. All right.
That's, you know what I mean? If you want to look at it like that.
Hey, there you go. You know?
So.
However, you know, you got to win is the plan. No rules.
That's my excuse for only having two.
And we're both one man down, so it's going to be a little bit.
You're two man down now. Where you go, Vic?
Yeah, what the fuck happened to Vic Vega? He just went into darkness and shit right quick. All right, but I know one thing's for sure. We got some books to show.
Well, you could set it, because you've been doing that.
All right.
Fantastic pawn shop run.
Ah, once again. Dave, what's good?
Yo, Dave.
Yeah, the pawn shop around here that I go to sometimes is not a joke, man. They get busy. And buddy gave me a call. Told me to come by because somebody else had dropped off a couple of pieces and wanted to come take a look. Mm-hmm. Come take a look. And plus, there were a few more books that he had last time that he hadn't bagged up and boxed. So he was like, yeah, you know, there's probably some other ones that you haven't seen yet. I'm like, all right. So went on over there and grabbed a few things, man.
All right. You know?
But, yeah, fuck it. Let's get into some books. Hit that thumbs up button in the chat if you haven't done that already. What's good, Tyrone G, Gatekeeper?
Yo, peace. What up, 718?
Word up. Clark on the check-in. What's popping? Uh-oh. I see what happened to Vic.
I bought six.
he trying to cancel that fucking ticket he just bought for the night.
Last time I messed up like that, they let me just like switch it over.
Oh, you put tonight's date?
I was rushing. I didn't put Friday. Okay. I thought it started tomorrow. I didn't know it was out today.
Shit happens. So fuck. Were they able to let you do it?
They've done it for me before, but you know, I don't know if that's, you know, by default or, you know, base collect was good.
Gotcha.
Slow down out there.
Damn. What time is that show tonight? You might have to make that. You might have to be like, all right, fellas, I'm out of here.
I can dip, man.
Tomorrow's a better night, yo. I want to be able to not have to wake up early, you know.
Word.
Sit back and chill.
Oh, man. You know?
I was wondering. I was like,
oh, yeah, we're glad to have you back regardless. But, yeah. Did you? You made it to the shop. Did you grab anything this week?
Yeah, I grabbed
a few. Mail call coming in.
Yeah, I got that too. A little mail call.
All right, well, we got some stuff to look at tonight. I'm gonna go on and set it off, man. Let's go ahead and look at some goddamn books. Before I get into that, shouts out to my man Sosa. Dope ass artist, man. He made his way out to SD. He's a Cali man now, as of this week. Shouts out to that. But he stopped by last weekend and dropped off some artwork he did for me that he wanted to give me before he bounced out. And shit is so dope. He did it like comic book size too, so I could put it in my
model. Oh, yeah, that's solid right there.
Oh, he killed the game with this.
Nice. Exclusive homage cover.
Real dope artwork right there. My man Sosa.
That's him right there? On the pencils and everything?
Yeah, he does the He drew it all. Real dope. If y'all remember, he did this blank variant for me back a couple months ago also. Freaked Superman turned into the super villain. Word up. MF Doom shit. But yeah, shouts out there. I just wanted to show that right quick because that's some dope artwork. All right, I got
A
couple of the newer ones just to show right quick. I haven't read it yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to checking out this new Batman run starting here. Issue number 125, Chip Zdarsky takes over the writing. Whole new arc begins. And hopefully it's a good jumping on point and for Batman, because I really wanted to read Batman for a while, but it's just been too erratic and too much shit everywhere. All right. Final issue of this volume, Strange Academy number 18 right here. Scotty Young's.
Yeah, the end of the first semester.
I got a lot of these issues sprinkled in, you know, and figured I'd cap it off. 8 Billion Genies number one. This is the famous Genies variant.
Photo it's been optioned by Amazon Prime, I think.
Okay. Yeah. It's been kicking up some dust over the last couple of weeks.
That looks like the actor from that movie back in the day, Wishmaster. That's not him.
Is that who that is?
I'm trying to figure that out. That Wishmaster dude. Yeah, it looks just like.
They're gonna come out with famous old school genies from movies and TV, whatever.
Oh, and Wishmaster was a fucking genie. Yeah,
well, there you go. You got it right. I'm trying to figure it out. All right, incredible. This was some really dope ass artwork. Right here, Lucio Perillo, first issue of Samurai Sonya. That came in.
Oh, it's dope.
Yeah.
That shit is butter. Bro. Even the armor has to sag a little bit on there, like, man.
Yeah, this is dope. All right.
Like, these are heavy.
Oh, shit. Star Wars Crimson Reign. Issue number 5 is the final issue of this series, miniseries, Star Wars. Also picked up the Clayton Crane variant.
Oh, that shit's fucking nuts.
Looking all alien.
Yeah, grotesque.
Grab that Spawn number 1 blank cover.
Cool. A lot of things you can do with that.
Yep. Might get my man Sosa to kill something on that. All right, we got issue number 39, Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Love that cover. Variant,
Hellfire Gala variant.
Dope
shit. A few new, a couple more new ones right here. Miles Morales, Moon Girl, number one, one shot. She's got a series of one shots coming out. Miles is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And a rare Peach Momoko cover. I'm just feeling that Peach Momoko cover right there.
Yeah.
I grabbed that one for sure. I'm not usually a big fan of her shit, but that was dope. All right, we're going to get into these joints now. Enough of that new shit. Word. Oh, yeah. Definitely did, Dave. Completed that Raza variant set for that Crimson Reign. Raza, dope. Crazy. All right. The Pawn Shop. My DC game is still on fire right now. For all my DC heads out there, these last couple episodes are for y'all. But I got some heat. We're gonna look at all this shit.
Damn.
We're gonna look at all of it.
That's stacks.
mad keys in there. $1.50 a piece. That's my homie in there now. He's the plug. He calls me whenever somebody goes in there slipping, leaving a bunch of books.
Right. And they obviously they're obviously selling them. They're not like, well, I'm gonna come back for these, dog. Because he can't just give them to you.
They're coming in there, dropping them, and taking their little dollars and running right off, right across the street. Yeah. Probably getting hit by a fucking cab. They run out of there so fast. So, here comes Ready C. All right. Nothing too crazy, but some good shit. X Factor number 5. I didn't have this. Of course, that's fantastic to fill in a gap like that when you don't have it. And you get the first cameo appearance of Apocalypse in this issue anyway, because everybody knows issue number 6 is his first appearance. And the first team appearance of the Alliance of Evil. X Factor number 5. Setting it off. Yeah, we got some Marvel out of there. We got some Marvel out of there. Avengers number 178.
Man.
Classic shit. Dope cover. First appearance right here of the Manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U later. That's old. y'all remember that joint. All right. Iron Man, number 189. Let's go on. Let's keep it moving with some obscure fucking Marvel characters. You know how they like
the Termite.
The first appearance of the Termite.
Yeah, he got beat up and thrown away real quick.
Yep. But it's the type of shit that'll pop up in the movie real quick.
True.
All right. Let's rock some Thor right quick. Thor Annual, number 11.
Wow, dope.
We're not looking too crispy on the spine, but that's all right. You don't leave that. Don't leave something classic like that just because of that. No. It's the first appearance also of Eitri. My man Peter Dinklage from the movie. Remember, he played the dwarf who created Stormbreaker. This is his first appearance in here. Eitri. Oh, dope. Another Thor joint. Issue number 326. First appearance. The second Scarlet Scarab in this one right here.
He's lurking.
That's right. I was real close to that first appearance of Beta Ray Bill, too. I mean, issue-wise, but that wasn't there. I was getting excited, though, as I was going through it. I was like, oh, shit. But it wasn't there. But there were a lot of Incredible Hulks in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not too huge of an Incredible Hulk collector from the old issues, but I know what not to leave sitting in a goddamn $1.50 bin. I didn't do it before when I found the first copy, and I didn't do it again today when I found the second copy of the first appearance of Quasar, issue number 234 of the Hulk.
Wow.
Get out of town. Wow.
Oh, man, I'm about to come all the way to New York just to hit that shop.
No, I'm not going to tell you where it is.
That's good to say.
My shop. Of course, Vic. The only the comic book chat pass family would have access to my gold mine.
He's like, if I fly out fucking 400 miles, you're going to show me where that shit's
at. I'm just going to follow Reddy with the Ray-Bans when he ain't looking.
He just snuffed me in the black van and was like, he just take me in a black van similar to the van driven by the A-Team.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Dope.
First issue
of the A-Team. Goddamn right, fool. Better grab that up.
It's all the real actors too.
Word up, man. B.A. Baraka, all everybody in that bitch. Everybody I love that.
Face.
Don't leave that in the bin. Don't leave the Inhumans number 11 in the bin either.
Hell no, you don't.
You got the first appearance of Korath Thak in this issue. Grab that up. I don't think you have to even question if you're going to take out another issue of Alpha Flight number 1 from a dollar bin or not.
Yep.
Yeah, you should. Alpha Flight number 1. That's the plethora of first appearances in there featuring First appearance of Puck, first Marina, the first Tundra, Madison Jeffries. You got cameos of the Wild Child and Gamma Flight.
Crazy.
Sheesh.
Don't leave that.
Buck 50.
You know how much I love this series and how much I'm trying to complete all 150 issues. I didn't have issue number 38 of Marvel Team Up, Spider-Man and Beast. But hey. Buck 50.
Yeah, well, hey.
I'm trying to complete the set.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. All right. Defenders. The Defenders keys have been kicking up a little bit lately, and today is no different. I'm feeling these covers, man. I love it. Issue number 66. Let's take it as back far as we can in the dollar bin today. The Defenders, right here. Issue 66. We got the first appearance of Zvava in this one.
Zvava.
Old girl, the Valkyrie there.
Zvava.
We might see her pop up.
Zvava.
Moving on, the Defenders, issue number 108.
Oh, I got that one, yeah.
Nice, Trouble in Paradise. It's actually the first appearance of Broomhild in this.
Yeah, that's a key, for sure.
Keyed up. Keyed up. A few issues later, number 112 of the Defenders right here. Not to leave in a dollar bin.
Because you got to check out Beast, though.
Yeah. First appearance of the Power Princess and Arcana Jones in this.
They look shroomed up.
Yeah. Word.
Whoever that guy is in the back, who's the big head dude in the back?
He's the dealer.
Yeah. Who is that guy? That's
the Overmind.
Overmind.
All subjected to the shroom farmer.
Yeah. Word. All right, last one out of the Defenders that I found over there, issue number 110. Another dope cover right there.
Hell yeah.
Devil Slayer fights for his very soul. Do not miss hunger.
I never seen that character.
Yeah.
Me either. That's ill. That's ill. All right. That's Defenders. This time I found a few more dope G.I. Joe issues up in there. I love picking up random Joe issues because I think G.I. Joe featured the most first appearances of characters than any other comic in the history of comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And they capitalized on all those motherfuckers. They made action figures out of everything when it came to G.I. Joe back in the day. You can find G.I. Joe trash can action figure and shit like that. But they just piled them on some of the craziest and illest names that you'll ever find for characters too, man. Like issue 49 got a dope Destro cover on there too, though.
Nice.
Look at that. In this issue, you get the first appearance of Serpentor, though.
Right.
You get the first appearance of Lift Ticket. You remember Lift Ticket? We got Lift Ticket. We got Slipstream and Leatherneck making first appearances in this.
That's solid.
G.I. Joe. Keep it moving. We got more. Issue number 45, G.I. Joe. First appearances of Quick Kick and Alpine. Man. Alpine was a pretty big character in G.I. Joe down the line. I don't remember too much about Quick Kick, but he's in here. Issue number 21. You got the first Xandar, first Thrasher, the first Thunder, and the first appearance of Tollbooth.
So,
my man, Tollbooth.
Tollbooth, you got to pay.
That's an ill name.
Dreadnoughts was hard.
Word. Last one from the G.I. Joes, issue number 85.
Nice.
Dope Storm Shadow cover right there.
Hell yeah. I remember when they had that figure with that gray camo on.
Oh, word. That's right. Yeah, that's right, Vic.
That's the exclusive joint.
All right. Let's move into the DC. Let's move into some DC joints right quick. I'm not going to hold y'all. The Blue Beetle. Uh-oh, what happened?
Yo.
Blue Beetle, issue number one.
That's what's up. I remember him.
Yo, Sammy, what's good? Good to see you, bro. We got more Blue Devil. Annual number one.
What if they brought him back around, like in some features and whatnot?
He had a couple of volumes.
In loop with every DC book, you might not know, but he might be, you know, somewhere in those storylines.
Yeah, it could be, man. I'm sure they utilize these characters every certain amount of years so that they don't lose their rights to the property in any case.
Right.
Issue number 34, Infinity Inc. right here. You got the first appearance of the second Icicle and the first team appearance of Injustice Unlimited.
Hmm. It looks like the very first Batman Beyond on the right.
Right? That Batman Panther.
Bat Panther.
Superman Annual right here, number 11.
Wow.
First Black Mercy Plant. The Black Mercy Plant.
Mangob.
Dope Superman Annual right there. All right, my Justice League fans out there, I got a few ill ones right here that if you remember last week, I had a nice little stack of Justice League joints, and doesn't stop this time either. Boom. Issue number 141 of the Justice League of America. First team appearance of the Manhunters right here. Mm. Okay.
Now, so they're like Sentinels?
Yeah, I think they're a little bit more in the Green Lantern universe or something like that. I think there's rumors that the Manhunters are going to be making an appearance in this HBO Max Green Lantern series coming out down the line. So that was a good one to find.
Manhunters you said Green Lantern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because on the DC, on that video game, which is free on PlayStation Network, the DC Universe Online, when you run through the Green Lantern story, those are, yeah, they're definitely there to fight. So.
Okay, that's going to be dope. Good one to come across before all that shit starts hitting the fan. All right, more Justice League, issue 142 right here. First appearance of Willow.
Look at Reddy getting his Justice League up.
Yeah, bro.
Justice League game is just really on fire after these last couple weeks. I told you I went from DC novice to a DC OG real quick.
Yeah, I smelled DC on you.
Boom. Superman getting the business from Wonder Woman on the swag. You got the first Mark Shaw as the privateer. Everybody in the back like, dang.
I know. She hitting hard enough to make him flinch, you know, like
she caught him sniffing those black canary drugs.
Green Arrow could have did that punch and he wouldn't even have flinched. But, you know,
yeah,
she went for the shoulder.
Doesn't leave 143 right
there. Yeah, she caught him X-ray vision through the wall while she changed
him. I caught issue number 47 of the Super Friends.
Oh, nice. More Super Friends. You got some last time, too, right?
Yeah. I had, I came across the first appearance of the Wonder Twins and all that. Issue number
Seven.
Exactly. There's a lot of first appearances in those early issues of Super Friends. But this one gives more of an origin story right here of Green Fury.
Mm.
All right. A few more to go. Oh, this is kind of ill. This is a nice find. I'll start it off just by showing one of these side issues, Secret Origins, that went over a lot of different DC characters. But this is the Secret Origins starring the Suicide Squad right here.
Okay.
Mm.
Issue number 14 of Secret Origins.
Very cool. They say.
Oh, so you go way back.
Yeah. And what was nice to find right there by that, we got issue number 1 of the Suicide Squad.
Wow.
Bro, you're fucking killing it.
The game is
that,
just dead.
Whatever bin that was. Somebody.
The game is dead. Started off alive when we started broadcasting, and now it's dead. I killed
it's
the
dead.
Game. Issue number 2, Suicide Squad. Let's keep it moving. I'll stop there.
Jeez.
Issue number 3, Suicide Squad. Let's keep it moving.
Out of pots boiling.
We got issue number 4, Suicide Squad. This is the first appearance of William Hell, who we all saw in The Peacemaker as the White Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Oh, yes.
Dope.
Wow, what a call.
Dope. And I'm just going to lead y'all off. We found more DC goodness, the All-Star Squadron, issues 1 through 9. All right.
Oh, damn. Let's
go real quick. Classic DC goodness. Issue number 3. Beautiful. Beautiful cover.
That's my. I don't know why I like Solomon Grundy. He's slow.
Issue number 4. He's dope New York cover. You know how I feel about my New York covers. Issue number 5. All-Star Squadron.
That would have been a great CC.
That's also the first appearance of Danette Riley. We've got issue number 6. Issue number 7. Newspaper cover combat. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would have been dope. Issue number 8.
Damn, you got Ed Asner?
All right. Ed Asner, starring Ed Asner. And issue number 9. All-Star Squadron, and that was my week.
Like they fighting the middleman.
Wow.
Oh, and I got a free comic book day, Batman and Howard. From.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got
they
that.
They just threw that in my bag. That's my week. Back at y'all with another DC maniac haul.
Did you research any of the, because, I mean, you got them for $1.50 each. Did you do any research on some of the pricing on some of those books, or are you just like, nah?
Yeah, I do. I always do. You know, these a lot of them command a little bit of cheese sometimes, you know, here and there. Nothing crazy. You know, I'm not about to buy the farm or nothing like that with that. But, yeah, it's always good to not only have classic shit that you find from that era, you know, decent condition, pennies price wise, you know, it's up $1.50 and, hey,
well, you spent the $1.50, but you actually leveled up because the money went up.
Absolutely. You know, nothing's worth anything until you sell it, of course. But at the same time, value is the name of the game, and that's what we're building over here. Word. So let's see, who else got some books to show, man? Chat room, chime in. Let us know how your week was. That was a big book this week, Black Panther number 7. The Stormbreakers variant definitely started blowing up. I went over to my local shop looking for one earlier today. They didn't have any Stormbreaker variants left. They had one Hellfire Gala variant and several cover A's, but I already pre-ordered it, so I didn't, you know, go crazy over that. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. The big issue is number 3, Tosa's first appearance. So all this other shit is just, you know, trickle effect. Number 3 is the one to have. Let's get this thing going, though. We got some books.
Well, go with Vic. Let's go in order. Might as well.
Word up. On.
All right. Ready? See, so got a few of these already that I'm going to show. All right, grab that. Batman issue number 25 with the Chip Zdarsky and Jimenez continuation. This one has a new villain. Appearance of a character called Failsafe, new Batman villain being compared to Superman's enemy, Doomsday. And also the first appearance of the Executor. So that caught my interest. You know, I've been trying to fall back from buying so much Batman with their $5-$6, you know, basic cover prices. This is Poison Ivy issue number 2, cover variant by Jenny Friesen. Actually bought this one for Batman. I have issue number 1. I thought she would, you know, like that because of the roses and the art.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I always try to grab her book or two when, you know, I'm out there shopping. Grab that Sabretooth issue number 5 as he's breaking out of Krakoa and has a team with him.
I was really feeling Sabretooth's plight when it came to the whole Krakoa shit, man.
Yeah, me too.
Happened to him, because, you know, I lost track with all that shit that kept coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out, so it was hard to weed out, you know, what to pick up and what not to. It's almost impossible to keep up with all the X issues, like, on a time basis, no matter how fast you read. This is way too many titles, so they're trying to make you like sit all fucking weekend. And you still got like DC and Indie and, you know, like Venoms and all these other books that you want to read. You can't just be reading X all the time. So this one, the one that you got as well, they didn't have last week. They had the other covers for this one. I wanted this one. So he had, shout out to Chris at Infinite Realities. He had this on hold for someone. They didn't show up with it. He said you could have it.
Dope. That's a dope cover, man. And what's so crazy about it, if you look at issue number 2, the cover artwork blows. And it's like they jumped from that Lucio Perillo down to that low level.
Right.
I didn't think they could keep it. I guess they couldn't afford it on every cover.
I was just going to say.
They're usually good for that. So I was kind of disappointed, you know, when they do shit like that.
They are.
This, I've been loving this storyline. I believe this is the variant to Basilisk, I believe, issue number, well, it's chapter 9. So it's rounding up, get to a conclusion. But this is one hell of a great book. Great, 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 dark, gory, supernatural story.
What's the name of this one again?
Basilisk.
Oh, it's Basilisk. Okay. Oh, what issue? I'm sorry, 9. I didn't hear you.
Like, yeah, issue number 9.
Okay.
Wow, what a cover.
And I don't want to spoil it if you ain't read it.
No, you can go ahead because I got so much shit to read.
The group of people that they all have these powers and they're like death bringers, kind of like you know, almost like four horsemen type shit. And one of them end up with this girl that was a survivor of when they took over a town and just killed everybody. They just go around killing with their abilities. It makes you eat yourself. It makes your eyes come out. It makes you burn to death. All kinds of different stuff. So one of them end up helping the girl get revenge. And this chick right here, because when one dies, another one of them will pick up that ability that one of them died. When one of them died. So she end up with the majority of their abilities because they already been dealt with. And the last two that were alive, she just took their life so she could have all their abilities. So it's like really her, this evil chick right here versus the main character, the survivor, and that other chick that opens her eyes, pulls off the veil from her eyes and makes you bleed to death through your eyes. So it's pretty interesting. So it's going to be a showdown. And I'll probably read that tonight. Like, I can't even wait to see what happens. This book right here is called 1313 Promethe. And this is supposed to be a prequel to a graphic novel of the Promethe book itself. So this one is about a woman plagued by apocalyptic visions since being abducted by a UFO as a child is now being hunted by a cult who believes she can ensure their survival. So, there was a few other indies I wanted this week, but I've really been trying to refrain from buying too much.
Tight.
But,
That looked like Alien. That was
does, right?
Well, it says Promethe. Is that in the Alien?
No, it's Promethe. Prometheus is in the Alien. Shout out to my dude Origin.
This reminds me of Nice House on the Lake, kind of like the story plot.
That's the same logo they did for Alien.
Now let's go into some back books. Found these in the quarter bins. Of course, the condition isn't superb, but I didn't care. What if Beast and the Thing continue to mutate?
All right.
Look at that.
That's fucking crazy. I never seen that before. That's volume 2, issue number what? What was that, 31?
37.
Sorry.
What if Beast and the Thing continued to mutate. Wow.
Yeah, so that shit was hard. I was like,
no, that's dope.
That cover alone, shit.
Grabbed Secret Wars 2, issue number 6.
All right, let's go.
I got that one. John Travolta. Yeah.
With the Disco Club 54 shit going on.
Yonder, God damn it. That was my dude. I really hope when they bring him in,
they have to.
They better do it right.
Well, if they got the multiverse, I think I mentioned in the WhatsApp, they can do whatever they want. So they can bring him back.
This one I don't think I have already. I hope I don't. But Alpha Flight number 34.
Wow,
grab that from the
fucking dope.
Very dope one right there. You gotta, those Alpha Flight keys, man, are not to be played with right now. You're gonna want those in your fucking boxes, man. You know.
Word. When I see them, I grab one. Word. Now this series right here, I was not aware of until I seen it in the bin, and I saw a couple of them. I said, should I? Yeah, then I was like, why not? And then I noticed that it was like, you know, nice little set of them.
Okay,
so this is nice Strange run. Tales featuring Cloak and Dagger and Doctor Strange.
Oh, come on, let's go. And
we got issue number 3.
No question.
Oh, dope.
No question.
And then we got issue number 5 to follow up. So there's a few missing, you know, holes in the set, but more or less still a good find. Number 6.
Ooh, nice.
Got issue number 7. I believe that might be Nightmare. Yeah, that's Nightmare right there.
That's so fucking dope.
We got issue number 8 over here.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Is Coke yoking up by the basket weave right there?
Damn sure enough. There. That's some pimp shit.
Word. That's it all. She
didn't bring home. Pretty dope.
She didn't bring that bag home. Hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah, we got issue number 10 over here. And I think this might be Black Cat and Dazzler on the cover.
Man, you found a bunch of them, huh?
Yeah, there was just back to back and I just swapped them all up. 11.
These are quarter bin joints?
Yes, sir.
Great find.
Yep.
Issue number 12.
Oh, you going,
man. In,
going all the way.
Yeah, you know, now I'm going to have to get the set eventually.
You have to.
It called me and learned me in. Issue number 13 with the Power Pack Kids and Punisher.
Oh, Power Pack. Now, that's they're close to my heart, man. I love the Power Pack, bro. I was happy to find the first issue of that about a month ago. That was one of my grails. And, hey, you better look out for the Power Pack, man.
I think they're going to eventually be on Disney Plus.
They have to.
Hell yeah, they got
to. That's the most kid-friendly show they can make.
So that's the last of the Strange Tales, Cloak and Dagger, and Doctor Strange. I was really pleased with that. Grabbed another Gung-Ho Sexy Beast issue in the quarter bin, issue number 2.
Okay, Gung-Ho.
No, actually, you know that that Strange Tales cover that you showed with Dagger getting yoked up by the hair weave. The
pimp joint.
That's the pimp cover. That's the first appearance of Mr. Jip.
Oh wow.
Mr. Jib?
Jip, J-I-P. He cheats you on every deal you got into.
Okay, Jip. Yeah, Jip. Yep.
Cheap motherfucker. He's got the power of being cheap. He'll haggle you to death.
That shit says a lot on that cover. There's an Archie anniversary special. You know that's for Batman.
Yeah.
But when I was ordering my mail call. They had this book right here. This is an Amish cover. It's not an Archie book. Belit and Valeria, which is
that's from the Conan World.
Blaze. And there's only 500 of these made, so this was like a $15, you know, Amish variant.
Nice, very nice. Cali Nuts, what it do?
Caliphus.
So that's the actual, you know, characters in reality.
Tight.
But look, in Archie fashion, a little something for her to, you know, put in the archives. Grab this for Batman as well. Abbott, 1973, book 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
went in on Abbott myself on that series when it was dropping the first volume and that 1973 volume when that came out, too. Yeah. That's a real dope variant you found right there. I've never seen that.
Yeah, that. You know that.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're working with that too. I mean, it's all this stuff takes years to come to fruition, but I have a feeling that
more forward.
It's like a super. She's like a supernatural detective or something. You know, back in the set in the 70s, it's dope. It's
right. Good shit. I love stories like that.
Yeah.
Now this one is, as you know, Black Adam limited series.
Dope.
Yeah,
there you go.
It came in the mail.
12.
I had ordered it a long time ago.
I think that's not one that you're gonna want to sleep on too, because you know, with the movie about to come out, they're not gonna drop something's gonna happen in this series. You'll get a couple of significant first appearances or something.
There's someone in this issue taking on the mantle, not as Black Adam, but as a new type of hero. Okay. That is supposed to step in his shoes, if I'm correct. They also had out the Justice League Files this week with the Dwayne Black Adam, and it's about the Hawkman.
Okay,
so this first appearance of Malik Adam later becomes both a successor of Black Adam.
Okay, I see.
To be exact. But this week was the Black Adam Justice League Files with Hawkman, which is the prelude to the movie that's in stores now. And then last book I had gotten in the mail from Stadium Comics was Something That's Killing the Children 24.
Nice. That's crazy. That's sick. That's real dope.
Yeah,
man. I thought that was pretty cool. And then last two items I would like to show off. This book I found in Ollie's called Pinups, Past and Presents, introduction by Nathalie Ratner. This book right here captivated me as I was going through all the
Michelada girl
using art.
All that art is
all types of artists from all walks.
Oh wow!
Different eras.
That's a true coffee table book for a comic collector like yourself.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at that. Let's get a little close up of that one on the left right there.
And that was a random open, too, like bam.
All right. Good pick. Nice booty. Booty shot.
Yeah. Let me see what else we get in the last photo.
Jobby Jobs. Oh, yeah. That's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. That's what you're saying. It's like all pinup girls. That's dope.
Oh, $7.99 for this.
I definitely would get that.
Very dope.
A lot of great art in that book. And I think the very last thing I was going to show you guys, shit fell apart, but when we were in Myrtle Beach, I found some figures for sale, so I saw the Launchpad Quack.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shit.
You know, it was for the Lolo, so I figured, why not, you know, put that up on the wall along with my other collectibles.
Oh, that's ill, man. That'll look
that's Indiana Jones of the DuckTales right there.
Oh, you can seal that. You can seal that back. That's all gravy.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna glue that together. That was a little cool find, and that's how my week was looking.
Tight. Good work, man.
Man, fantastic.
Allie Nuts was good, homie.
We're building, man. You know, doing what we do best. Just dig in the crates and find those gems. Rescue them from those bins, you know?
Am I looking dark on the camera here?
I was about to say, you're looking more horror movie-ish right now.
The sun just went down.
TV.
Let me throw a light on before I show books.
Yeah, this just started looking like, what was that, Tales from the Dark Side real quick. No, Dark Shadows. Remember that?
Dark Shadows. Vincent Price. Nice. Okay, that's better.
Word. Much better. All right, yeah, man, let's keep looking at some books.
Okay, let's keep going.
Out to the chat room, everybody who's still checking in with us out there. Cali Nuts, Tyrone G was good.
Great news. Batman had made the phone call, spoke to the manager, and so we're good for tomorrow.
There you go.
Beautiful.
There you go. What would you do without her, Vic Vega? Nothing. He'd be burning his ass in the theater right now. Trying to make it. That's what the fuck he'd be doing. Hey, all right. That's great. Wonderful. Batman to the rescue. D Strong. Let's see what it do.
Let's do it. Okay. I kind of got played on this cover because I thought it was a Black Adam book, but it's actually. So what I think they're going to start doing is having different characters and then that tie into the story. But anyway, I got that one because it had, you know, the Rock on the cover and shit, you know.
Yeah, that's dope.
But it's a Hawkman book. It's filed Hawkman #1.
All right. Yeah, that's the book I was just talking about, huh?
But it's a Black Adam you know.
Yeah. Prelude.
Prelude.
Oh, okay.
So I bet you that there might be a couple other characters, who knows, that are in this, like Dr. Fate. You know, it might have a Dr. Fate number one coming out. I don't know. But I thumbed through it, bro. The art is fantastic, bro. Of course, DC does the great the great cover qualities and shit. But yeah, this shit is dope. It's a Hawkman story. So I'm gonna read it. I thumbed through it.
Yeah, bathroom read tonight.
Yeah, I thumbed through it already, and it looked pretty dope. But I was disappointed because Black Adam wasn't in the book at all. But he dominates the cover. So that kind of was just like, okay, you got me.
But it'll be good, like, before you see the movie, you know, when you read the preludes, you know, of these movies,
right,
the book form, they give you a little bit more insight.
It's like when the Infinity Gauntlet came out, you had all the shit that came out with it.
Oh, Infinity this, Infinity that, Infinity Countdown, yeah. Infinity blah.
Well, they'll probably have his name on the big blaring there, Black Adam, but then it'll be in small print, you know, Dr. Fate or whoever else. So watch out for that if that's not what you're looking for. Carlo Barberi on the art, of course, that's the Spawn. He's been doing the majority of the inside art is Carlo Barberi. That's why you see him on his name on every cover, pretty much.
That's a real classic looking Spawn cover too. Because when you first pulled that up, I was like, "Oh, what's that? Like issue number 56 or something?" Like
no, that? Yeah, he went back with that look.
That's tight.
And then you always know the Barons covers.
Mm-hmm.
Love him, man. And he's Carlo Barberi on the inside art. So he does most of all the inside art. But that sword is fucking beast right there.
Y'all get a good sword, CC.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. The fuck is that coming out of his mouth there? Is it a finger?
I thought it was a tongue.
A tongue?
One thing about Barons, though, his color scheme seems to be pretty consistent. You know, all the skies and everything sort of has this kind of grayish, almost sepia gray type of.
It's like a smoky look.
Yeah. Monotone, opaque kind of.
It's incredible, but yeah, very similar tone.
Similar all the time, yeah. Even when he does it on other runs of other, because he's been working with a lot of other artists too.
He's been doing variants for Strange also.
Strange, yeah. What I am a little upset with is my shop is that I told him I wanted all the variants for the Spawns, you know, since 300, and they were taking care of me before, but now when they sold the shop to the Nerd Store. Not to put them on blast, but it seems like I only get A and B, and I no longer get like the black and whites and any of that shit. So I'm gonna make a run over to the Nerd Store probably this weekend and see if they've got them up on the wall for like $7.99 or some stupid shit, you know. I'm gonna be like, you need to give me that shit for cover. I've been a fucking long been, you know what I mean? It's like,
especially if you already, you know, think they should be pre-ordering them and shit like that. And I mean,
yeah, and especially they're trying to play people. But anyway, that's another story. The Mighty Thor start. Okay, the Marvel Comic Group's stuff here. So I've got this Mighty Thor starring in Marvel Spectacular. So you remember the Marvel Spectacular?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, fighting Uruk.
Tight,
and it's actually not bad. It's really not that beat up. So,
that Marvel Comics group.
Yep, and that was number. What was that? That was number 8. Oh, I went backwards here. Okay, and then I got number 7.
Nice.
This one's a little. You can see the crease right there, but.
Rescue that baby from the box.
Yeah, these were actually a dollar. So that was tough.
Classic.
This is what was this? This was a dollar as well.
All right.
I would read that.
And he's just like, get up, monster. It ain't no fun smashing a dead man. It's like
Hulk is laid out with his arm all out like he just got done.
Like he's thinking about what the fuck just happened.
Like he just got done doing that H.
Yeah, I think Rhino had nothing to do with why he's like this. Because
right,
come on, man, he'll slap his off.
He had a belt around his forearm right before they took that picture.
Yeah. And on this one, the Marvel 2-in-1s, I didn't know there was a Scarecrow villain in DC in Marvel, but the Thing and the Scarecrow.
He probably didn't last long.
Yeah. That monster crow.
Funny thing is, Torch could just touch him and end him.
Right. I feel like he was in Spider-Man sometimes. Scarecrow.
Oh, really? Okay. I knew nothing about the guy.
He's extremely flammable.
Then I got a couple of those. I'm going to take them off the plastic. How do you say that shit?
Lenticular?
Lenticular.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to that word.
These are actually really good quality. But, you know, that Iron Man.
Oh, dope.
Got the Iron Man, and then you got the Falcon.
Nice.
Okay. Now, what book is that?
This is Marvel Legacy. So, you know, it's got a barcode on it, so it ain't like it's old school. But it's probably two old school covers that they did on a vernacular.
That's dope.
Or whatever the fuck you call it. So yeah, I got that one.
Vehicular
homicide. Oh, speaking of that, bro. August 23rd. Now you coming out here on 24th, ready?
Mm-hmm.
August 23rd at a spot that's pretty dope. Jizz is gonna do the whole album, the whole Liquid Sword album, bro.
Yeah, he's been running around doing that for years.
Yeah, but it should be a good show. I don't get to see that shit, so
yeah,
I'd have to run over there.
Hell yeah.
And he's talking about playing chess against people, so I'll play a game.
That's cool. Oh, another one.
All right.
Another one, Cap America.
Oh, the Alex Ross Iron Cap, Man. Right?
Kite. All
right. That's a nice mix-up. Like, real.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. I felt that. That was a buck.
I never seen those in the store.
That was dope, yeah. I never seen that one either.
And then I found this one here. Now, this is actually April. And the reason why I know it is because I'll show you. They stamped, you know, how back in the day in the 70s, they used to stamp books sometimes.
Mm.
Like, motherfuckers, bro. But all in all, it's in great conditions, the binding and everything. But this is actually a reprint of the Fantastic Four number 67 book. When Marvel did their Greatest Comics run, this is a reprint of that Fantastic Four.
Okay.
First like ribs.
First.
Well, yeah. Like a McRib.
That's the cocoon. That's the first appearance of what's his name? Adam Warlock.
Oh, okay, right.
But you can see they stamped him. April 11, 1970. I want to say it's a four.
Yeah.
But
I was about to turn a nice ripe 3 years old in a few months. Yep.
So anyway, first appearance of Adam Warlock reprint from 74. In nice. Great condition, except for that fucking stamp. But
oh, great.
But I looked it up. I actually paid $7.99 for this.
Mm-hmm.
I went online, and I got a better quality than a lot of them do, and they want like basically like $40. So, okay. I'm good on that.
Straight come up.
Yep. And that's it.
Dope.
Everybody had a good week.
We digging in the crates right here. We didn't even have Dave on the show to show his usual heat. Mm-hmm. We came correct, man. That's some books right there, man. I can't wait to go and log these ones in and, you know, see what I'm plugging into the whole collection. And it's just what it's all about. It doesn't stop.
That'll be fun, putting all this stuff away.
Never end. I'm getting close, too. I sent y'all pictures of how bad my indexing situation had become and all the books I had to put away. But I've narrowed it down. I've whittled it down to not so bad now. By the end of the weekend, I'll have everything completely indexed again.
Yes, that's the goal. Take a little bit of time this weekend and
get that. It'll be dope. It'll be dope. But yeah, you know, we might be down one man, but that doesn't mean we're not going to continue to go at each other's throats with cover combat. Because that's happening right now.
Sorry. You, the first thing you reach for, you make a weapon.
Word, yeah,
yeah. Pencil, fork.
Poke your eye. Poke your eye. Poke your eye.
Car keys.
I squeeze your head. All right. Tonight's cover combat. You see it scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Video game theme covers. That's dope.
Yeah.
You know.
It's been a long time coming. It's been suggested more than once, definitely. So here we go.
Sure, there's lots of comic book covers out there that have been inspired by video games or have something to do with video games some type of way. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be showing tonight. Three respective rounds, three warriors going at it.
I came to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
I'm going to say I got a couple body bags, but I only have two, so fuck. Actually, I should draw one up.
Well, you know how it goes.
That's what I need to do.
One of you guys needs to say the word, and then I'll stop shoveling.
I called it last week.
Right now, every day I'm shoveling, and there we go.
There we go. Okay, cool.
It looks like we're right back to how we were in the game.
Yeah, this is normal setup, so I'm actually glad to be in the last spot because I've been looking forward to a throat slit and I only have two books and there's a good chance one of you guys might use one of these two. So let's see.
I should have went first.
I'll make sure I get that queued up and ready to click.
Get that ready to go because we might get a throat slit, folks.
Word up, man. Well, you see the order that we have everything. Space Mutant TV, peace. What's good? Cover Combat is about to begin. You logged on just in time, because here we go with round one.
Round one, fight.
I'm fronting like I'm ready. I don't have my shit together. Hold on. What we got here? Okay.
I love the anticipation.
I wish I could do a drum roll. Do it on the
computer. Yeah, we need a drum roll.
All right. I think we're going to set it off. We'll set it off like this.
Oh yeah, you I think you busted that out not too long ago. That is fantastic, bro.
Oh yeah, that was in CC with the boobs or the booty or something.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh wait a minute. Sorry. Sorry.
I know I saw that somewhere. Okay, there you go.
He's gonna sell sex.
That's why I already had that little look at the beginning. Like, did I use this before?
Street Fighter. That was one of the backups. This is the Street Fighter I meant to drop right here.
Dope.
All right, so I'm not gonna be using Street Fighter tonight. Now that you pulled out the one with all of them on it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
The Street Fighter Orgy cover.
Word. Everybody's on here. And not only you see it on front, it's a complete wraparound.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the whole entourage there.
Nice.
Right,
nice.
Corner.
Nice. It's Capcom.
I love the artists who be working on Street Fighter.
Actually, legendary video game franchise. They've made just outrageous amounts of money off of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop anytime soon. If you love fighting games, then you love Street Fighter. Video games.
That is the classic game.
Let us know what y'all think about that in the chat. I already got a cheerleader on my squad right now. Big up to that, man. All right. Round two, though. Number two of round one. Mr. Vic Vega, are you ready?
Yeah.
Round one, fight.
Ah, tough choices. I think I'm I'll go with this champions number eight here with the video game variant.
Ah,
nice.
Nice.
8-bit graphic or 16, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Champions. Get your boots knocked.
Looking like Marvel building towards them too, possibly.
I'm gonna pass on this round since I only have two. I can do that, right?
You can do whatever you want. This is cover combat.
I mean, I should do it now since I've gotten my throat slit, but I'm gonna pass on this one.
There we go. Round one is passed.
I don't have anything.
By D Strong. Therefore, he gets the.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
Time.
All right. We are moving on to round two. All right.
Round two. Fight.
All right. All right, let's do it like this. This is a dope series. I think we only went to issue 5. This is issue number 4 from Black Mass Studio. Black.
Ah,
got a Donkey Kong inspired cover right here.
Yeah, that's crazy. We got the
brother is running away from the obstacles we got to get away from all the time. The fucking
poke cops plan. The judge
up there and Trump.
That's crazy.
That's different.
Oh, they got Trumpy Kong. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely different. That's it.
Black issue number 4.
That's dope as shit.
Video games. Let's go. Chat room, chime in.
You know how much I hate that orange motherfucker. That's a dope cover, bro.
Not stopping there. Dave, where you at? I think you went on vacation, man. Just, you know, because he was scared of tonight's cover combat.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Round two, Vic Vega, let's go.
Round two, fight.
Yeah, I got some diversity here, so it's really hard to make a certain choice on some of these. But I think, in fact, let me take this one out the bag because it has a label on the front that takes some, you know, that's covering some of it. Went with this one, the comic book history of animation, part 5.
Dope.
With the video game on there too.
You got Homie from the Ring, Batman,
Simpsons,
that dinosaurs from Toy Story, Batman, Sailor Moon. Some other Tron, I think.
Oh man, that's dope, man. I mean, we getting the video game from the first person perspective. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's like making you a part of the comic book. That's
comic book is the video game too.
Right.
Yeah, it's like an arcade machine. Like
wow.
Super dope.
Directly honest. That's the round two that I showed.
Love it. Love it. Comment, chat room. Give us some feedback. Oh, we didn't even pull up all round one covers like we usually do.
Oh, well, let's do that right quick.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, just to remind y'all what round one was looking like. Street Fighter Champions. Just to recap. Damn, I'm glad I got my carpet right here.
Michael Gallant, good to see you.
Word up. Peace. All right, moving on with round two. D Strong.
Round two. Fight.
this is a hard choice for me on like how I want to combat Vic's video game cover. Mm. No, I'm going to save that one. I'll just do this one here. Marvel 2-in-1's another featuring thing, Video Wars.
Oh, dope.
Oh, wow.
Never seen that.
They got the whatever those things are. Sorry, like the Pac-Man shit. Yeah, that's a 16-bit, definitely.
That's tight.
8-bit. 8-bit, 4-bit.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, they got the Pac-Man kind of screen with the little things going around. But,
yeah, that's original shit right there.
That's crazy, bro.
Video Wars. Featuring special guest star, Frank, little Frank.
I didn't even know they was doing covers like that, you know.
Well, that's flavor.
I like that.
Round two, pull them up.
80s books.
Gaming. Wow, that's dope. I love all those.
Tough round.
Round two was bananas.
Round two.
Let us know what you think, chat. We got one like more round.
This round.
One more round to go. Tyrone G is definitely a member of the week. Final round. Let's get it.
Round two. Fight.
All right. This is a dope one. I found this one kind of recently. This is a mini series, too. And in this series, this is not this issue, but in this series, you get first comic appearances of like Mario Brothers and shit like that, I think on the issue prior to this one.
Okay.
This is a June 1983 issue of Blip video game
comic. Oh, shit. Nice.
And that's all. I remember that one from the CC with the celebrity lookalikes.
I don't know.
You know how y'all remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
You wild. Characters that look like famous people.
I remember that CC, and that was way before I had this book. These aren't characters that look like famous people. These are famous people. I wouldn't have used this.
Right. Come
on. Yeah, you're getting your timeline mixed up.
They're playing video games.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all getting their game on.
Who's that in the okay? You got Pink Panther.
You got Spock. Jaws.
I've never seen this before.
No. Jaws, Conan.
You was faded.
Yeah. That's an easy one to throw out there, Vic. I'm always faded.
E.T. You got Tootsie. Rocky. All the good guys.
Yeah.
Video games.
That's like, you don't remember you was faded? No, I'm always gone. Especially on this show.
Word up. Big Vega. Round two in it. Let's get it.
Round two. Final round. Fight.
Final round, sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is final round, right? Okay. We'll go with this joint here. It's called Shadow Man, issue 11 variant.
Ah, that's dope. They got the score.
Let me get that glare off of it right quick. That glare is really killing it. Taking away from the cover. Ghosts and Goblins kind of.
Exactly. That's some game I was trying to think of. That's definitely Ghosts and Goblins. The way he's jumping. That's ill.
They call those games platform.
Yeah. So they give the little 16-bit, you know.
Oh, that's so dope.
Like, you know, titles related.
That makes me want to play Ghosts and Goblins right when we get off of here.
I can't find my damn Genesis. That joint is stuck in this house somewhere, man.
What's that?
I have a Sega Genesis Mini with a whole bunch of games in it, and I haven't been able to find it in a couple months.
I got them all right here. There's fucking 1,600 every classic game you could think of inside of that shit.
Yeah, every now and then I'll be in the mood for, you know, some classic joints.
Oh, man, I love it. Sit down there classic. For hours. All right, we got one more entry for tonight's cover combat. D-Strong, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Final round, Fight.
So this is why I was debating with putting this up against Vic's last one, because it's also a video game cover or a console, whatever you want to call it. But another Marvel 2-in-1 thing featuring Power Man and Iron Fist.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
That's going right at Vic's from the same perspective.
Yeah. The video game. Yeah. Yeah, first person here.
That's tight.
Wow, that's real. It's a good look.
Yeah, the 2-on-1s. I'm like you said, ready. Try to find those team ups and 2-on-1s, all that shit.
Okay,
that's so. I haven't even seen that.
Yeah, bam. That's great. The black background is just dope. There you have it. Another one of those cover combat. Let's get round threes up. Cover combat. Another week of it. Oh, actually, no. We always pull up all three rounds at the very end. We'll show them the whole shebang. Full recap for you. Let us know who you think took it tonight. Combat wise. you got it. You see that's just the pause screen on a whole.
That's the first video game.
Yeah, that's a pause screen, man. Come on.
My shit blew up, and it just went to that white screen where you got to get a new console. So,
word. But we always play it safe and try to keep a wild card or two. But mine was only previously used, which is disqualified.
I remember that was that. Legs? We did legs,
it was
right?
Something. I think it might have been sports. It might have been sports.
Sports. Yeah.
I used this for sports cover combat. Sports.
Yeah.
But Vic is right. He's definitely on his hawk game. He's an enforcer, you know.
Yeah, 50-50.
Enforcer. I'm not here to
say. I forget what people say, but I always remember the visual stuff.
It's cover combat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here and trying to say I'm a fair fighter. I'm trying to cheat every fucking chance I can get. If I get called on it, then, you know, hey, I'll bow down. But if you don't catch me, hey, whatever. It's your life.
I can remember a book, but, like, you know, I already remembers all the writers and the artist names and the appearances of the character. I can't do all that.
It's no love in war. That's my boy.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So the wild card.
146.
I know you got some wild cards to show.
No doubt. This one was pretty cool. So it was really hard to make a choice. You know, with from the assortment that I had, but this was the silver coin issue number 6.
Nice.
Ah, yeah, that's great.
So I thought that was a good runner up. You know, speaking, I gotta read this one. I haven't read this one yet.
Yeah,
I like one shot stories.
Yep.
So I might leave that out, actually. Spider-Man Velocity game variant. Okay. Got that little 16-bit Sonic the Hedgehog type, Mega Man type effect. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
Classic video games
right there.
Spider-Man City at War, another Game Burst cover.
Oh, okay. Dope. Select player. Yeah.
That's like a menu screen.
Yeah, you had a lot of dope shit.
Then this one I was 50-50 about, because this is a shot from one of the most recent Spider-Man games.
Nice. Oh, right.
So I wasn't sure if everyone was going to be able to connect with it, you know, and was too sure about it. And make
right.
It,
yeah, that's definitely qualified.
It's a cutscene from one of the, it was either Spidey or the Miles one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So I thought that was a cool one to have on. You got Fortnite Batman.
Wow, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's a big
one. I got that shit too. I didn't think about that. Great.
I hate that Fortnite game. I really do.
I don't touch it.
Me neither. I don't know how it ended up in my collection.
Just building shit, trying to shoot.
just make you spend money to upgrade on shit that'll never have an ending. Free comic book days had a ton of comic related stuff. Zelda.
Oh, man. Oh yeah, I didn't think about free comic book day shit. There's,
you know, they got
Sonic, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, all that.
Street Fighter.
Even the latest, Bloodborne. That's a video game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Bloodborne. Yeah,
that was a fucking incredible issue.
More Street Fighter. With Rival School, I think. That's the character of Rival School. Boom. Sonic. Just,
yeah,
just busting them out since I was in the box already. Right. Last one, another Sonic.
Tight.
So that, yeah, that's the wild card. I had a Kratos from God of War, but I was like, I have enough right here.
So in other words, you weren't really prepared at all for tonight's cover combat. You didn't have anything on deck.
Nothing.
I was going to say, I was surprised that you didn't bust out the God of War, because I remember you were collecting that for a minute.
That's dope, though.
Yeah, I was tired of digging, because I got to put all this stuff back. And a lot of that junk back there is from like the last few weeks of CC.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know. There it goes. Another one.
146.
Another week, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I can, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it on next week, ladies and gentlemen. But we will still be broadcasting, so, you know, it's going to continue on.
Yeah, okay.
Make every effort we can to bring some continued entertainment to you. Not a problem. But look out for that. Keep getting your collections up. Keep letting us know what you're buying in the backgrounds. And staying safe out there. We'll be back next week. All right.
Word.
One.